It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic state lawmakers will try again to ban single-use plastic bags and plastic foam containers. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
House Democrats say they will introduce a bill that bans the plastic products and allows cities to make even further restrictions on plastic. Representative Lisa Cutter, one of the sponsors of the bill, says plastics are a major source of pollution in the state.
We're not going after every single type of plastic. That would be impossible, impractical. We simply want to take care of the really egregious things of single-use plastics.
Industry representatives say the bill is impractical and will do little to reduce waste. If passed, Colorado would join several other states that have enacted similar bans in recent years, including California and New Jersey. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper met virtually with Interior Secretary nominee Deb Haaland. He made a pitch for keeping the BLM headquarters in Grand Junction, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Hickenlooper says the two talked about support for the outdoor recreation economy, how to protect and conserve natural resources, and the future of the Bureau of Land Management. Colorado's junior senator says he made the case that, if done correctly, a BLM headquarters in the West could help better protect and manage public lands. The BLM move to Grand Junction has been criticized due to concerns that it has helped hollow out the agency of expertise. Hickenlooper is on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which will hold Haaland's confirmation hearing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
RTD is drawing up plans to restart its long-dormant Boulder Rail project. That comes after Governor Polis pressured the agency to prioritize the project, which was part of the 2004 Fast Tracks vote. He told the RTD board last night that it must keep the promise it made to voters.
It's a key part of our climate plans. It's a key part of our traffic reduction plans. But broader than that, it's also an issue of public trust in government.
Even if RTD restarts its planning process, it's not clear how the agency could pay for construction. That's expected to cost $1.5 billion. The University of Colorado Boulder says thousands of students are returning to campus as the university prepares to begin in-person and hybrid classes. The Daily Camera reports that nearly 5,000 students are moving into residence halls this week. They have to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test or take a test on campus before moving in. This is CPR News.